Yeah.
And you were traveling abroad and you went to Dublin, you go to
Ireland.
Paris, you go to
France.
And Moscow, you go to
Russia.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about church and everything. Now, if somebody becomes a member, you say he does what?
He's a new member, would be the first thing I guess you'd say.
You say, you know, last Sunday he came down and did what? He
joined the church.
And in church you would pray to
Christ the Lord.
Or you pray to his Father, you'd be praying to
him. Yes. The Lord and Christ the same, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
You said the preacher delivered a fine
sermon.
Or talk about the choir, you'd say that provided good
song, singing.
Or you might tell them that sure was, you might stop and compliment them and say that sure was
good singing.
And you talk about church, that the opposite of God it would be the
devil.
You know, when you were kids coming up, any other names you had for the devil?
Oh, Satan, Lucifer. He's been called plenty.
Did you ever hear him call the booger man?
Scared children. Booger man gets you.
And some people, kids, you know, come up with kids, things that they used to think they'd see out in the graveyards at night, and scaring them.
You mean to acts to scare?
What if they thought that they'd see out there scaring them?
They put things, sheets over them, different things.
Yeah. And
I've helped a little on that.
And when you saw him with the sheet, the kid, he thought he saw a boy.
A ghost.
What about a house that's supposed to have ghosts and so forth? Then if you say it's what kind of house? It's a
haunted.
You might tell somebody, says, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not.
Yeah. And say a person owned maybe 500 acres of land or something like that. You'd say you own a lot of land. You own a
large tract.
Yeah. And I guess if you're in real estate, that would, And say when you met somebody on the street, say a little friend, somebody you knew real well, what might you say to them when you saw them there on the street the first thing in the morning? You might say, how?
Good morning.
And what about when you're
there? Years ago, I'd say, howdy, but you don't hear that much anymore.
What about to a stranger, what might you say?
Now, that's something else.
When you introduce to a stranger, you might say,
I'm Duncan. To get here today.
Say, you know, if you really enjoy having people over, really enjoyed their visit, you might say, we'll come
back. Glad to have you.
And what about on the 25th of December? What would you say?
Christmas.
What might you say to somebody when you first saw them December 25th?
Well, Merry Christmas.
When you were coming up, did you ever say anything different there? Do you ever remember?
Not really, because back then we didn't have much on Christmas.
Did you ever hear them say Christmas gift? Anything?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
But did they use that kind of implicit Merry Christmas?
I guess, yeah, I think you're right.